Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, millions of big bugs are expected to invade the eastern part of the U.S. very soon. They may ignore social distancing rules. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
It's happening right now in many parts of the eastern U.S., a developing story that has everything.
Birth, death, predation, murder and mayhem, romance in the treetops. What more could you ask for? It's better than an episode of Outlander.
The world just spun out of control.
Well, that was University of Maryland Professor Emeritus and Entomologist Michael Raup.
Also known as the bug guy.
Well, I guess you could be called worse things than that.
And I've been called those.
But do you care? No, not this year. The year of the infamous Brood 10, the year when the 17-year cicadas once again invade towns, villages, cities by the tens of millions, an invasion that's been years in the making.
For 17 years, the juvenile periodical cicadas have been living a dismal COVID-like existence underground, sucking on the sap from tree roots.
Yes, not in a dormant state, but slowly growing, developing in their totally dark underground world. But in the last few days, they have, in unison, begun to dig their way up to our world.
One night, as dusk falls, they'll begin to make their exits from their subterranean crypts. They will come out of the earth, make a mad dash for vertical structures. Those could be trees, they could be the sides of a house, or if you stand still long enough, it could be you.
Ooh, but Michael says, don't worry, they won't hurt you.
These insects do not bite, they do not sting, they do not carry off small children like the monkeys in The Wizard of Oz.
But they do gross people out, at least some people. They are big bugs, and in many places there are a lot of them.
There can be as many as 1.5 million cicadas per acre.
And they shed their exoskeletons everywhere, which makes it look like there's twice as many as there are. But why this invasion to the surface? What's motivating them?
It's all about romance and love.
Yes, loud love. As each male of the millions sings a series of romantic songs to a female.
To try to convince her that she should be the mother of his nymphs.
That line usually and amazingly works. They mate. Each female lays hundreds of eggs, but just like Romeo and Juliet, the adults die, falling to the ground from the tree. 4 to 6 weeks later, the babies fall to the ground from the tree branches.
They're going to dig down through the soil, now in their subterranean crypts. They'll plug into the vascular system of the tree and feed again underground for another 17 years.
Restarting what Michael Raup calls
one of the craziest lifestyles of any creature on the planet.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.